And that's where we thank the World Service and rattle the shutters up on the day here at Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Sunday, the 24th of November. I'm Lisa Costello, and Louise Lear is at the BBC Weather Centre. We'll have a full shipping update and news briefing for you very shortly. After that, it's showdown time for In Touch. But today, our resident campaigning presenter Peter White is enjoying himself as the showdown in question is a fast-paced tabletop sport designed for people with visual impairments. But before all that, Martha Carney's also enjoying herself in a new habitat.
I think you really learn about a new side to people when you hear about their love of nature.
We've got three bee hives. I am not a bee expert. I'm more bee curious.
In this new series, I'm joined by Richard Mabey, Martin Clunes and Kate Blanchett, exploring why wildlife and nature's so important to them.
This sort of idea of there's us and there's nature and some people enter nature, but I just think it's all life, isn't it? And we're all part of it.
This Natural Life with me, Martha Carney, starts this Thursday afternoon at 3 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now let's get straight to Louise Lear. Morning, Louise.
Good morning. This is the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday, the 24th of November 2024. There are warnings of gales in all areas. The general synopsis at midnight. Low 100 miles west of Rockall, 942. Expected Hebrides, 958 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira. Easterly or southeasterly, 7 to severe gale 9, veering southerly 6 to gale 8. Squally rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, Forth Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. South or southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in 40s, Cromarty and Forth. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White. South or southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 until later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth. Southwest, 7 to severe gale 9, veering west, 4 to 6 later. Squally rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, Fitzroy. South or southwest, 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastned. West or southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, southwest 7 to severe gale 9, rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest gale 8 to storm 10, veering west or northwest 6 to gale 8, squally showers, moderate or poor. Rockall, cyclonic gale 8 to storm 10, veering northwest 6 to gale 8 later, squally showers, moderate or poor. Malin, Hebrides. South or southwest, 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic gale 8 to storm 10. Squally showers, moderate or poor. Bailey, cyclonic severe gale 9 to violent storm 10. Becoming north gale 8 to storm 10. Rain or squally showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, southeast Faroes, cyclonic, gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing gale 6 to gale 8, rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Northwest Faroes, southeast Iceland, northeasterly backing northerly, severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, rain or snow at times, moderate or very poor. Weather reports now from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south 6, rain 13 miles, 970, rising slowly. Stornoway, south by east 4, slight rain 15 miles, 967, rising more slowly. Lerwick, southeast 6, heavy rain 1000 metres, 973, falling very rapidly. Lucas, southwest by south 5, 15 miles, 972, falling more slowly. Bridlington, south-southwest 6, 984, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest 9, 5 miles, 1000. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1,000. Jersey South 5, 6 miles, 1,000, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, South by West 7, 996. Scilly Automatic, Southwest by South 7, rain, 1 mile, 987, falling slowly. Valentia, Southwest by South 6, 8 miles, 980, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, Southwest 6, mist, 7 miles, 979, rising. Malinhead, South by West 5, 14 miles, 972, rising more slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Sunday the 24th of November 2024. The general situation. A deep Atlantic low will continue to bring gale or severe gale force winds to all areas through Sunday, with storm force winds expected for a time on near northwest Scotland. There will be further outbreaks of heavy rain with squally showers across the northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly 7 at first in north, otherwise 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 later in east. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Showers. Good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Occasional rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Rain at times, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 until later in east, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Rain at times. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Fair, then rain at times. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southerly or southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering westerly or southwesterly in west and later also in east. Squally rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, south or southwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6, veering west later. Squally rain, then showers in west later, also in east. Moderate or poor, becoming good in west later, also in east. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, veering west later. Rain at times, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time, veering westerly 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time in north and west. Occasional rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest 6 or 7 later. Showers later, good. Loch Foyle to Collingford Loch, south or southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering west 6 to gale 8 later. Showers squally in north, good, occasionally poor in north. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, showers becoming squally later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, increasing gale 8 to storm 10, veering 7 to severe gale 9 later. Showers becoming squally, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, increasing gale 8 to storm 10, veering west or southwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming south 6 to gale 8. Rain becoming fair, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast.
Thanks, Louise. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Sunday, the 24th of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Lisa Costello. The COP29 summit in Azerbaijan has ended with an agreement on how much to pay poorer nations to tackle climate change. The Justice Secretary says the country could be on a slippery slope towards death on demand if MPs back Friday's assisted dying bill. A British businessman who was recorded confessing to illegally selling luxury perfume to Russia has escaped prosecution despite trade sanctions because of the Ukraine war. And in sport, Pep Guardiola's on the longest losing streak of his managerial career after Manchester City are beaten 4-0 by Tottenham in the Premiership. There's been a mixed reaction to the finance deal agreed at the COP29 summit in Azerbaijan. After talks nearly collapsed, richer countries pledged to give $300 billion a year by 2035 to the developing world to help them prepare for and prevent climate change. The head of the UN climate body, Simon Steele, described the process as a difficult journey, which had seen a number of countries walk out of the talks yesterday afternoon. The Energy Security and Net Zero Secretary, Ed Miliband, who's in Baku, said the deal was in the interests of the UK.
I'm very pleased that we've got this deal through. It's the right thing for Britain. It's the right thing for speeding up the clean energy transition, which is good for Britain in that it will help protect us against climate change, and that's the right thing to do. And it will also help generate jobs and growth for people in Britain.
But the agreed figure fell far short of the $1.3 trillion poorer nations had wanted. The Indian delegation representative, Chandni Raina, said it was a paltry sum.
This document is nothing more than an optical illusion. This, in our opinion, will not address the enormity of the challenge we all face. Therefore, we oppose the adoption of this document.
The Justice Secretary, Shabana Mahmood, has described the assisted dying bill as a state death service ahead of a Commons vote on Friday. In a letter to her constituents, she said she was profoundly concerned about the legislation that proposes allowing some adults in England and Wales who are terminally ill the right to choose to end their own life. Our political correspondent Hannah Miller has been reading the letter.
If you wanted to go through the process of assisted dying under the terms of this bill, you would have to see two doctors and a judge. But she says that the bill is silent as to how those processes are supposed to work. Family members don't necessarily have to be told about someone wanting to go through this. And she raises significant concerns about that, says that the safeguards are particularly weak.
The Prime Minister has said his government will tackle the bulge